24 boxes crammed with 315,477 petition signatures. That's what it could take to effect a major change in the way insurance covers abortion in Michigan. Pro-life activists have turned in those signatures in their effort to force insurance companies and health plans to offer abortion coverage only if a customer buys a separate rider. And a woman would have to buy that rider before knowing whether she needs an abortion. She would not be allowed to buy the coverage after getting pregnant, even in the case of rape or incest. Joining us is Kathleen Gray. She covers Lansing for the Detroit Free Press. So these 315,477 signatures could wind up driving through this new law through what's called a legislative initiative. Explain what this is and how it works.
Well, the legislative initiative is they have to turn in 258,088 valid signatures. And what it does is if they do that, the signatures are certified. It goes to the legislature. The legislature either votes it up or down. And if they vote it up, it just goes into law. It doesn't even go to Governor Snyder for his signature. If they vote it down or do nothing on it, then it will go to voters in November of 2014.
And this is something that has not been used very often, has it?
It's been used four times successfully in the past. Three of those times have to do with abortion questions. So Michigan Right to Life has proved that they're pretty successful in getting the signatures that they need for these issues.
And we should go back about this time last year, late last year, when Governor Snyder vetoed that bill that dealt with an overhaul of Blue Cross Blue Shield. It was something he wanted, but he vetoed it because lawmakers had tacked on that language that would have forced consumers to purchase an additional rider for abortion coverage. And the governor said at the time it just went too far. So essentially, Right to Life found a way to get the law passed despite the governor's veto?
Right. And Governor Snyder said even after they turned their signatures in, he still is comfortable with his decision to veto that because of that language. But it just automatically becomes law if the legislature votes on it. Snyder has nothing to do with it.
Kathy, what percentage of Michigan voters do those 315,477 signatures actually represent?
It's about 4% of Michigan's voters, so it's a very small percentage of the people who are, and you know, I'm sure that there are a lot more people who would have signed the petitions if they had gotten that in front of them, but it's still a very small percentage of the voting population of the state.
So now that the signatures have been turned in, what are we hearing from Planned Parenthood or the ACLU or Democratic lawmakers who are not happy with this?
There are certainly some lawmakers who are going to fight vigorously against this automatically going into law. Planned Parenthood and ACLU are also going to try to convince lawmakers that this isn't the best public policy, and the best thing to do is to let the voters statewide vote for this instead of just the people who signed the petition.
Let's be pragmatic. How much of a fight do we think pro-choice forces could mount in the Republican-controlled House and Senate, really?
Not a very effective one. There is a wide majority of anti-abortion legislators in both the Senate and the House. And there are a number of Democratic legislators who will support this legislation too. So it's definitely a real uphill battle. The best argument that they can make is that it would be better served to have the entire state vote on it rather than just these people who signed the petition. Whether or not that's going to fly, I don't think it will.
How long should it take to review and determine whether these signatures are valid?
It shouldn't take very long because the state has already started that process. So challengers have until November 25th to come forward and say that they're going to challenge the signatures. And then the state will then take its, they drew a 500 signature random sample from the petition. And they'll check that to see how many are valid. And they provided many more than they needed. So they've got a pretty comfortable cushion. And so it might be the first or second week of December, I would think, that it can be presented to the legislature. The legislature is supposed to be done around December 12th. So they have 40 calendar days to decide what they're going to do with it. So it could go into the vote on it could go into next year.
Kathleen Gray, Detroit Free Press Lansing reporter. Thank you for bringing us up to date on these developments, Kathleen.
Sure. Thanks for having me on.